we have become aware that the number of children who were taken about 2 weeks ago is probably in the hundreds. The number has increased because we became aware through the course of the week that the evidence that children had been taken more than 89 was overwhelming. Most of these children are not being held in one place. We can establish that, you know, some are in a training camp, some are still in the vicinity or actually in the village where they were taken. When you put together the evidence that we've received from various witnesses and also officials, UNICEF became deeply concerned that not only were there more than 89, I think we believe there's several hundred, but also we believe that many of them may be going off to fight in the very near future.
We have two factions that are fighting a civil war in South Sudan. Who does your organization believe may have taken these children?
We believe a militia group called the Johnson Ohlone Militia. It's a Shilluk militia. Took the children on February 15 and February 16. And the militia itself is aligned with the government forces, the SPLA.
Whoever is responsible, what are the possible consequences for that group?
One of the things that UNICEF and its partners are doing, both NGOs and also the UN, is that we are putting together a report for the Grave Violations of Child Rights Monitoring Report. This is an official report that will go back to the United Nations. And we are trying to verify the evidence that we have in order to make the report a lot stronger than it currently is. That's one of the reasons why a special mission went from Malakal, the capital of Upper Nile, where these children were taken, to Malut. And once the team was in Malut, they became very aware of the issue and the fact that these children had in fact been taken. So we are currently preparing that report, and it is a grave violation of child rights, and that will go back to the UN. And hopefully we are going to try and put some sort of pressure on all the factions who have children as soldiers to release them immediately. We believe that there's more than 12,000 child soldiers in South Sudan, and we want those kids out of the army, out of uniform and back in school.
The government spokesman, Atene Wek Atene, has said that the South Sudan government condemned the taking of children. Has this been communicated to UNICEF?
SPLA officials have told us repeatedly that they have no control over the internal workings of this militia, but they do acknowledge that the militia is aligned with the SPLA. And to our knowledge, what is happening up in the Upper Nile says to us that the SPLA itself, although reporting to us that it has no children in it, many of the children are found, in fact, on some of these militias that are aligned with the SPLA.
So are you suggesting the government does not have control over these militias?
That's correct. Government officials have told us in Upper Nile exactly that point, that they have no control over the internal recruitment or the way that these militias actually conduct themselves, which creates an enormous difficulty for us to try and get the Johnson Ohlone militia, which took these children, to actually release them.